Yeah, what was your frustration level when you went into the locker room at halftime, you got booed off the field, that the whole team did?
Right.
What was your frustration level then?
I knew we had to come back and play better in the second half. That was my main focus. First half, just try to wipe it away, you know, for the time being. Obviously, you know, when we go back and watch the film, critique everything. But, you know, coming off the field at the end of the first half, the main thing was just come out in the second half and finish strong.
It happened that you were keeping track of these things. That looked like one of your toughest days, first half. Even preseason, it just seemed like nothing was working. You're not tracking that stuff.
Right.
But it feel like, did it feel as bad as it looked?
Yeah, well, the thing about, you know, in my opinion, the thing about sports is sometimes that happens. You know, you come out, you obviously want to have a great day, a great product for your home fans. You know, it's a solid crowd, being a kids' day and everything. So everybody was out and wanted to see us, you know, come out and perform well. But like I said, you know, coming off the field at the end of the first half, I knew we had to come out and finish strong. You know, just sometimes, you know, the ball rolls that way. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, our offense mainly – showing some resolve to come back out, you know, and not necessarily let our, you know, let the, you know, the first half affect you too much, you know, still come back and finish strong.
Can you take a lot out of that? You were playing up against their second strings defense, but you were 10 for 10. You got down there, scored twice. I mean, what do you take out of that, even though it was their second string defense?
Yeah, I take a lot out of it. I mean, anytime, I don't care who you're playing against. You know, I think it's a matter of just having some pride about yourself, having a pride as an offense. And, you know, I think one of the things that we're going to definitely start, you know, as an offense picking up is just the pride. You got to go out there and, you know, it has to be, you know, a thing where you just have to fight against that next guy, you know, and you really have to fight for each other. Because I feel like out there is, you know, it's just us. You know, we have to be out there and be there for each other. We can't, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot, so to speak, as far as with the penalties or the mishaps, like somebody falling down and then all that kind of stuff. We have to eliminate those things. And I think that once we get past that, you know, that I think we'll be able to move the ball up and down the field against any defense.
What has Coach Marrone said about the job security of each and every player on the field from first to second to third team? Has he said anything about any positions etched in stone? Or what is the mentality on a week-to-week basis?
He hasn't mentioned anything, I think, as far as, you know, job security. He hasn't mentioned anything about that. Obviously, we're still in the transition of preseason, so I'm sure the team's going to get cut down in a few days. But, you know, I think he hasn't mentioned anything about, you know, job security for anybody.
Frank got everybody together on the sidelines. It looked like maybe you talked a little bit, too. What was going on in that meeting?
I think, like I said, it was about pride. You know, at that point, you know, it wasn't going how we wanted it to go. And it was simply just about pride, telling the guys, hey, look, you got to have a chip on your shoulder. How are we going to get ourselves out of this situation?
Do you think some players kind of treat preseason like it's not that big of a deal?
It depends. You know, I think on my team, I want us to treat it like it's a regular season or like it's a real game. Because at the end of the day, if, you know, they're taking score, it's a game. So I'm sure some players, you know, not speaking about my own teammates, but I'm sure some players in the league may see it as, hey, let me go out there and I'll play for a quarter or two quarters. And, you know, if you play good or you play bad, it doesn't matter. But I don't see it that way. So I think every time you go out there and, you know, you're putting something on film, you have to show, you know, put your best foot forward.
DJ, with what, you know, you guys have been calling on offense through the course of the preseason, how close to the vest, in your opinion, has Coach Hackett been playing it? Saving what you really want to execute
during the season. Right. Yeah, it was a few things I asked him for. And, you know, of course, you know, he said, hey, we're saving this and that for the regular season, which I understand. At the same time, we still want to go out there and we want to win. We want to move the ball. We want to score touchdowns. But, you know, there are some things that we're going to continue to save for Chicago.
And then on the touchdown pass, what was your view of it? Does it look like the window was closing fast?
Yeah, definitely close fast. You know, they're playing a too high defense pretty much the whole game. So your first read is obviously up the middle to Scott. Backer took that away and just, you know, got to my second read on Mike, just stuck it in there for me, made a great catch.
How far are you away from regular season form as far as the offensive side of the ball?
I'm not sure. I know there's still tons of work for us to do. And the good thing is we have two more weeks, you know, to hone in on that. I know the product that we have right now isn't what we want to have against Chicago. We have to go in Chicago and be rolling on all cylinders, offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, we just have to come back and, you know, put our work hats on and go back to work.
Do you feel like the quarterback position has a longer leash in terms of the mistakes you can make and what you can do?
I'm not sure. I think the quarterback position, for myself, you know, I always try to make sure I do my job. You know, I feel like if I do my job, everybody else around me, you know, things will work. You know, the things will have a better chance to work. You know, obviously if somebody, you know, has a mishap here or a mistake here, you know, we try to, you know, pick up for each other. But I wouldn't say, I don't know about the leash as far as, you know, oh, you're allowed to make these mistakes. I try to minimize them as much as possible.
Sounds like you guys, the coach is going to want the starters to play, or at least to give that impression in the final game. Do you think you need it? Are you looking forward to that, maybe getting everybody together?
Yeah, if Coach Marone wants us to play, we're going to go play. You know, we want to definitely come out and have a good showing before we go into the regular season. So, you know, if he wants us to go out there and play, we'll be ready to go.
How do you balance the level of concern versus it still being preseason? How do you view that?
Well, the way I see it is, you know, I think we're having progress. And I know every day in practice we're getting better. It's just a matter of getting that to transfer to the game field. Like you said, it's still a preseason game, but at the end of the day, it's a game nonetheless. So we just got to continue to work on that and get it to transfer from the practice field onto the game field.
EJ, we have the execution problems like drops or slips or whatever, you're in his throat. Are you all players still feeling your way through this offense? It looks at sometimes as though there's just some – You're unsure, maybe some other players are. Are you still feeling your way around this offense?
I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, for us, especially we have a few young guys, you know, at skill positions, but I think the biggest thing for us, and I tell the guys all the time, we have to stay confident. You know, if things don't go right, you have to remain confident because it's a football game. It's not always going to go how you draw it up. It's not going to go how you wanted it to go and walkthroughs on the first 15. The defense is going to make adjustments. They're going to do things that are different that you didn't plan for. So the main thing is you have to stay confident and, you know, be able to handle that adversity and come back from it.